Well, hey, you know what? I went on vacation, and now I am back, so that means it's time for more Dear Two Letters. Okay, let's see what we got here. Dear Two, I have a big problem, I think. I'm 18 years old, and I live on my own. Holy amazing shit. I can't move back into my parents' house as much as I need to. I've been depressed all my life so far, and it's only getting worse. I've gotten back into the terrible habit of cutting myself, even though it's not for suicide. If I really wanted to, I'd headbutt a FedEx truck. Don't headbutt a truck, headbutt a dude. But now I just got into a terrible breakup over someone I loved a great deal, and since losing him, I basically have stopped caring. I had trouble motivating myself before to take care of my priorities and even make a responsible adult decisions, but now it's just overboard. I can't even get or keep a job. I sleep all day, like 12 hours, give or take a few, and it's just getting out of control. In fact, so much that I may be homeless within the coming months, and I cannot make myself care, sad as it is. My mother thinks I should go get adult inpatient therapy, and I've basically been refusing for a while. But what do you think I should do? I don't want to go back to a place like that. Can you help me? Sincerely, Jesse from Fulton, New York. You know, it sounds to me that in the great poker hand of life, the good Lord has dealt you a shit flush, my friend. It's just something he does sometimes. He'll sit on his throne going, let's see, you get a good life, you get a good life, you get an excellent life, and just to shake things up a little, your life will be ass casserole. It just happens sometimes, unfortunately. Now, I've bitched plenty about parents sending their kids to a shrink just because they, you know, farted the wrong kind of stink or something, but that's not to say there aren't people out there who legitimately do need the help of a psychologist. You know, if you said to me, you know, Dear Two, I jerk off 8 times a day. I think I need a shrink. I'd say, no, you don't need a shrink. You need 3 extra hands and a roommate who sweats Vaseline. But from what you said, I think you really do need the help of someone who's been trained to handle a problem like this. Parents can be closed-minded, over-dominating, and selfish, but that doesn't mean they're always wrong. And I think your mother has the right idea in this case. I think you should consider going and getting a counselor, and I think you should listen to him and seriously consider his suggestions. Remember, you don't have to be crazy to need a shrink, but you do to jerk off 8 times a day. Dear Two, I've been having a little problem with my mother. She thinks that just because almost all my friends are working that I have to get a job all of a sudden. I mean, I'm only 16, so I have years ahead of me to get some work experience under my belt. I told her how I felt about it a couple of times, but I don't think she cares or is even listening to me. The main reason why I don't want to get a job right now is because the only jobs open to me are boring. I don't want to stock shelves at a grocery store, and I most definitely don't want to stand behind a counter asking if they want fries with that. In closing, any helpful advice you have would be appreciated. Sincerely, Jonathan Drobig from Alberta, Canada. Jonathan, I'll let you in on a little secret here. When a parent says it's time for you to go out and get a job, what they're really saying is, son, I'm tired of buying shit for you. I mean, yeah, parents will give you this lecture a million times when you're growing up, but the fact is, they've had to spend a lot of what they've earned on you for 16 years. That's a long time. And they're probably starting to think it would be nice to have a little of that back. I don't mean to sound like, you know, you're some slime ball who's draining all your parents' money, but you gotta cut them a little break here. The fact is, everyone has to spend some time flipping burgers at a grease pit. It's just par for the course. Ronald McDonald is standing there with his fly open, and whether you do it now or when you're 30, you're gonna have to suck on the clown dick for a little while. The better jobs just won't hire you until you can write sucked clown cock on your resume. And believe me, it might be awkward putting some bozo painted dick in your mouth now, but it'll be a lot more awkward doing it when you're 30, believe me. You might as well start looking for a job somewhere. I mean, and even though the choices are pretty shitty, just pick the freshest smelling shit and go with it. And hey, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of extra cash, you know? Dear Two, I'm writing this to you because I'm concerned about the general effect your rants have on my family. It's not as bad as you think, so please don't worry. My daughter listens to your rants and shows almost obsessively from time to time, and hell, sometimes I'll listen just because they're so true and funny. But one day my husband came home and heard your rant on gay pride blasting from our daughter's room. The next he heard was on FurCon. I've listened to a few rants and I respect your open-mindedness. My husband, however, doesn't share the same views, and that is the reason why I'm emailing you. For the sake of peace in our house, I was wondering if in your Dear Two letters that you could not be so open about you being gay. My husband is a bit of a homophobe and not really keen on having our daughter listen to rants made by a homosexual. Shit, even if they're against gay pride? Come on. He also thinks you're the reason our daughter is bi and atheist and the reason why he's found plans concerning an island and world U.S. domination. rocks. Somebody's listening, aren't they? And a whole lot of other shit our daughter's been engaging in lately. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Trish from Northern California. Okay, I'll make a deal with you, okay? Here's the deal. I'll hide the fact that I'm gay as soon as you drop that voting card and chain yourself barefoot to a hot stove, okay? Because right now, there is someone out there who's offended by the idea of women who have their own jobs and their own independent lives outside of deciding how many clothespin to hang each sheet with out on the clothesline. If your husband didn't like black people, would you ask him all to roll in flour and find jobs as Southern auto mechanics? No, you wouldn't do that because it's stupid. A lot of people forget that gay people didn't decide to be that way all of a sudden. It's just how they are. I don't tell people to be gay and atheist. I tell them to be who they are. If your daughter is bi, then maybe that's just what she is. And asking gay people not to be so gay is like asking Chinese people not to be so Chinese. Every person out there is gonna offend some fool just by being what they are. You can't ask people to stop being who they are because it offends someone. You have to tell the people who are being offended to chill the fuck out. And I seriously don't, I don't want to cause turmoil in your house. I really don't. But even if I did cover up all my gay so as not to offend your husband, he's gonna run into other gay people sometime and be offended at it. We're all over the place. And you can't ask them all to be less gay while he's around. Maybe it's time for your husband to grow up a little and accept the idea that there are people out there who has different ideas than he does. And I think you should help him with that. There's nothing to be scared of about homosexuals. Unless they, like, you know, are beating someone with a curtain rod. That's pretty scary. Dear Two, I do agree with you on all parts that I have heard you say about children being treated like microwaved shit that was thrown at people in hit and runs. Wow, I didn't even think of that one. And I was just wondering what you personally think all the rights that a minor should have and at what age. Particularly, I'm interested in your thoughts on sexual rights. This is from Micro the Wolf in Las Vegas, Nevada. What rights they should have? Yeah, I think kids are treated like crap, and I don't think it's fair, but I don't believe anyone should get any rights or have any rights taken away based on their age alone, ever. That's just fucking stupid. Maturity doesn't depend on your age, so giving people rights based on their age makes about as much sense as playing Stratego with Dick Cheney. I used to know a 16-year-old who had a job and her own house. I've known 21-year-olds who own their own businesses, but I've also seen 35-year-olds who sit around drooling and drawing happy faces on their balls with a Sharpie. There are people who reached legal drinking age that could wreck a bicycle when they're sober. People just should not be given rights based on how many trips around the sun they've sat on this dirt ball, whether they're 12 or 112. It just doesn't make any sense. People should be judged on individual merit, and this includes kids. We should not assume that just because they're young, they're automatically immature. And just because someone is older, they've got everything down. It's just not true. Unfortunately, I think the younger people are getting the shit end of the current way of thinking, and I just wish it would change. Last letter for this time. Dear Two, yesterday I got my first paycheck. In other words, it was my first real look into working life. Anyway, it was for $98.80, and I was wondering, what do you think I should spend it on? I was thinking of donating an undecided sum to you guys, but I don't know. Thinking I might want some of this to go to something I can use for myself, so that's my question too, from Sky Spy. Yeah, send it to me. No, don't send it to me, because I'll just use it for what you should have done with it. Buy booze. See, I guess you didn't get the memo, so I thought I'd informed everyone, but you didn't get the hard copy, I guess. It's absolutely imperative that the first paycheck you get from any job, you have to buy a little booze with it to celebrate. Why? Because I have decreed it so. That's why. First paycheck, there must be booze. First paycheck, booze. Period. That's it. You don't have to buy out the whole store or anything, but at least get a bottle of something. And believe me, once you see what the working world is like, you're gonna need it. That's all for now. More letters coming to you soon. If you want to write in a letter of your own, you can send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. But until then, remember, if you can't beat them, just run them over with a truck.